The Cocktail Nation on WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
We're broadcasting from the Viceroy Hotel in Bali on a week's vacation this week. In Swag Advice, we're going to be talking about being a traveller rather than a tourist. So I'm going to introduce you to a new player in the Sydney lounge scene. Details on a fantastic LA fashion show that you should check out. And here's Vibes on Velvet and Caravan on the Cocktail Nation.
Cooper's Cocktail Nation. Thanks to UltraSwank.net.
Thank you.
Doctor Nation for UltraSwank.net, Octobop and the Pink Panther theme. Joining me tonight, new artist that I'd like to introduce you to, a gal who I'm sure is going to be making some waves in the Sydney lounge scene. Her name is Angie Hubbard. Hi, Angie.
Hello, how are you?
Fantastic. Love the album. And I've got to say, I love the fact that with many of these covers, you've really done some very, very nice arrangements on it. And I was saying to a friend of mine, these are arrangements that are and songs like, you know, Peel Me a Grape, Bye Bye Blackbird, Black Coffee, that are done with respect to the past, but there's a nice little modernisation that's not too heavy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, which is kind of what I wanted to do. I wanted, because, you know, the songs are done so many times and I wanted to put my own spin on them, but still love the way that they were done originally. So, yeah, that is kind of what I tried to do with them.
Tell us a little bit about your background as a jazz musician. I believe you've worked a fair bit of time in the background and now you're behind the mic.
Yes, that's true. I used to work for a record company, so I was a promoting artist doing that. And then the whole time they're kind of going, I should probably get out there and do this for myself. So, yeah, but originally with jazz, I'd learned from Joy Yates, who's a jazz singer, when I was in high school. So I kind of started learning from her, and then she put me on to a lot of jazz artists to start listening to, and yeah, kind of started from there.
It's a tough gig being a jazz musician, particularly in big cities, and it takes a lot of work. You've certainly worked with some great people to really get that good quality CD that you've got.
Yeah, they were amazing. They're like magicians. They were quite intimidating to begin with, actually, because they're just so good and they know their stuff. But and they really helped me with the arrangements in recording as well. So yeah, I was very blessed to have them working with me.
Yeah, I know you worked with Sean Carey, who's a bit of a legend in Sydney.
Yeah, he is. I met Sean when I was working at Warner Music because he was with the band Thirsty Merc then. And so I'd kind of been thinking about doing this album for a long time and then thought, got to start giving some calls, make this happen. So he was the first person I called because I knew he was producing now, and kind of went, this is what I want to do. And he's like, let's do it. So it all, you know, got the ball rolling from there.
Well, we wanted to get you on the show tonight to basically introduce you to the listeners across the world, because listening to the whole album, I'm like, oh, I know that our listeners are going to love all of these tracks. I think the interesting thing is when you're exposing, you know, new artists to an audience, is for them to, you know, to get to know you personally, and also to get to know your music. You've grown up in Sydney.
Yes, always in Sydney, Northern Beaches of Sydney.
And this is your first album, isn't it? You haven't done one before, yeah.
Debut. So I've been singing a long time and kind of working on arrangements and that kind of thing, and just hadn't actually recorded. I'd done a little bit of recording, but not a full album. And then kind of got to the point at the beginning of last year and went, right, this is the year to do it. And made it happen.
My favourite song that we're going to play tonight off the album is your version of Black Coffee. There's also a video attached, which we'll put up on the website. But I've got to say, 7-minute version of Black Coffee, I was pretty amazed. I was like, wow, that's like about 10 coffees, you know?
Yeah.
That's stay up all night kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, you know, bit of a sexy song. that was the last one we recorded, actually, and it kind of just went that way, and I just really liked it. So I went, oh, well, it's long, but I like it.
It's a good song. And you're going to be playing at the Blue Beat as well. When are you going to be at the Blue Beat in Double Bay here in Sydney?
I'll be on the 22nd of February. Wednesday night.
Okay, well, hopefully a lot of our Sydney fans will be able to pop down to see you in concert. Angie Hubbard, Some Kind of Daydream is the album. It's out on iTunes as well, is it?
It is on iTunes, yeah.
And the song we're playing tonight is Black Coffee. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. love's a hand-me-down brew. I'll never know a Sunday in this week day room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock till four. All I do is pour black coffee, since the blues guard my eye. I'm hanging out on Monday. Daydreams still dry. Now a man is born to go a-loving. A woman's born to weave and to stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm moody all the morning, morning all the night. Nicotine and not much hard to fight. Tend her oven.
much heart to fight. Black gold V, feeling low as the ground. It's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come
ever change, Pete. I just keep swinging and it creates a wild draft and I stay cool.
The Cocktail Nation.
Bewitched, bewitched, you've got me in your spell. Bewitched, bewitched, you know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. Bewitched, bewitched, one thing is for sure, that stuff you itch just hasn't got a cure. Was under lock and key, somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad to be bewitched, bewitched.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper. Thanks to UltraSwing.net. Peggy Lynn, Bewitched. What a wonderful TV show. Voted number 50 on the 50 greatest TV shows by TV Week. And still on, running right across the globe. Imagine how much money is still being raked in residuals. It ran from 1964 through till 1972. And what a popular TV show. And coming up in February, a rather interesting exhibition you might like to check out. The Rudy Gernreich Retrospective Fashion Show is going to be presented at the Italian Cultural Institute in Los Angeles by collector Audrey Moorhead, who's a listener of the Cocktail Nation, of course, and a prominent retro personality in Los Angeles. She's been an avid collector of his incredible fashions, and she's going to be presenting her portion of his collection for the first time to the public. Over 40 pieces of incredible, incredible clothing. In fact, Gernreich is probably most noted for the first topless swimsuit, or the monokini. An incredible designer, fashion designer, who actually was born in Vienna. And he left Austria at the age of 16 due to the Nazi invasion, and later migrated to the United States. He was one of the ones who was pushing that futuristic look. Sounds fantastic.
Hello.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
What's your point?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
You just told me.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Are you mad? What do you mean?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Oh, groovy.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation and Waitiki 7 with Craving. You can read about Randy Wong and the crew in my book, Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation, The Interviews. You can check out the links for the book on my website, cocktailnation.net. You can find out how you can get that. We are broadcasting from the Viceroy Hotel in Bali, the ultra-luxury Bali resort and spa, which has something like 25 villas. They're situated on a secluded ridge of the Petanyu River Gorge, which is along Bali's Valley of the Kings, which was an appellation given by locals for the generations of Balinese royalty who have resided in the nearby villages. And the resort is well known by sophisticated international travellers as one of the world's secret tropical hideaways. So thus tonight, our swank advice on holidays. I personally prefer the relaxing type of holidays. I'm not really one to be jumping out of aeroplanes and doing adventurous things like that. I prefer the one where you sit by the pool, work on the tan, and make some new friends, enjoy the local fare, and see something you haven't seen. Now, as the life of a lounge Lothario is all about pleasures, luxury, and exotic experiences, travel is one of the most important things that you can do. And I highly suggest that you become a traveller and not a tourist. There is a difference. The difference between a tourist and a traveller is that the traveller goes to a place without any preconceptions, whereas the tourist has already decided how he's going to experience it. The traveller has an open mind and lets the place happen to him. The tourist brings with him his own environment and expectations, thereby diluting the experience. And the experience is fantastic in Bali, I've got to tell you. A great holiday destination for those who are looking to get away to a peaceful and relaxing island that is surrounded by pure luxury. The great thing about Bali is that it's completely a world within itself. Many people have visited Bali as a holiday destination and have been quoted as saying 24 hours is not enough for one day at Bali. And the scenery view and the spiritual relaxation that one receives by visiting Bali is an experience not felt anywhere else in the world. Now, even though Bali is a great place to visit because of the sandy white beaches and the warm summer weather, another reason you might like to visit Bali is the cultural heritage. Majority of the population in Bali is known to practice the Hindu religion. As a result, there are many temples and Buddhist statues that have been created for historical purposes. And many experts have claimed Bali is one of the few holiday resorts where you can actually establish a balance between modern-day enjoyments and some pre-18th century histories. Now, staying in Bali is challenging, but it's well worth the experience as one has a number of options to choose from. And my swank advice to you as a lounge Lothario is go purchase a ticket to a faraway exotic land and be a traveller, not a tourist. If there's a topic that you'd like me to cover, send me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. This is Henry Mancini in Background for Murder on The Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
Hi, this is Andy Nizel of Tiki Joe's Ocean, and you're listening to The Cocktail Nation.
Donation for ultraswank.net, Tiki Joe's Ocean and Sandbar. Let's take a look at the world of swank. Lots of things on. February 10 at the Tiki Lounge and Bar in Richmond, 327 Swan Street, Richmond in Melbourne. It's happening once again. Kevin Clark's Fesbury. And everyone's welcome to come down and enjoy some Tiki Lounge fabulous exotic drinks. Wear a fez if you've got one. But if you haven't, don't worry. Come anyway. And you can always stand next to someone who has. I'm just reading the flyer. Free entry. Natalie Cole is here in Sydney at the Sydney Opera House with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, February 2, 3 and 4. Mr. Ho's Orchestronica in New York, 24th Feb at DeRom. One from Ricky Derrick sent me this note that he's got a special Valentine's Day feature coming up on Tuesday, February 14. It's going to be a special Valentine's double feature followed by a screening of Casablanca, Ricky Derrick. And we're cranking out the tunes. If you'd like some tickets, grab them at the website lakewoodtheatre.com. Right now, Billy May and Ping Pong on the Cocktail Nation. Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswag.net and Orchestrontica there with Frenesy. Well, I've got a few people to say hello to who signed up as Twitter friends. If you'd like to follow us, simply type in Cocktail Nation. Horgness joined up recently. Hello. Fraternal Order of Moai have decided to follow us. Freedia Rossman. Mission Surf. Nick Scalia. Cecil Stefanelli. Kahuna Kevin, who we spoke to a little while on the show. Maynard Olives. Drew Groove. Betty Williams. And Jeff Broner. New listeners to the Cocktail Nation and new followers of our Twitter page. So welcome aboard. Well, that wraps up the show for this week. We're going to be talking to Kramer next week. Movies, our first feature of our segment. We're going to be talking about lounging, bachelor pad type movies. I'm going to leave you with Lushy in Paradise now. The Cocktail Nation, stay hip.
Sweet smell of fragrant flowers.